8:16 on the morning show. Chris Berg, Kate Winkleman with us. Who else is in studio?
Busy morning today. Not only are we celebrating National Ag Week with the Floyd County Farm Bureau, but we hear every month from the Floyd County Medical Center. And I'm telling you what, Chris, every month that they come in, there's something good, whether it's a new service added or just, you know, just really good news from our awesome medical center and clinic. Today we are going to hear absolutely fantastic news, something that we have all as patients wanted and hoped for such a long time. First of all, I would like to introduce the newest nurse practitioner of the clinic and hospital, Jessica Shea Hebrink. Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to the studio.
Thank you for having us here today.
I'm very excited and to talk about this. There are extended hours at Floyd County Medical Center Clinic. Let's talk about that.
So starting in April, we will be working 8 to 8, 7 days a week, and we will be closed on Christmas Day, but otherwise we will be accepting walk-in patients and patients who have appointments.
As a parent, Chris Berg, is this not only as a parent, but especially as a parent of younger children, to have the ability to take your child to a doctor at 5:30 in the afternoon because there's an impending earache or sore throat or whatever.
Yeah, this is, at all odd hours.
It is. Oh yeah, it always happens at an odd hour. So this is just awesome news. Now, are we going to be able to, Jessica, to go in and see our regular care provider, or how is this all going to work?
So you will either call and make an appointment or walk in, and you will see me or one of the other acute care providers that will see you for that time. And then if you need to follow up with your primary care afterwards, we will help you make that arrangement.
Okay.
But otherwise, it will be one of us providers that's on staff for the day.
It's just awesome. Awesome. I'm so excited about it. I mean, who gets excited about getting to see a doctor possibly at 7:30 at night? But you know what? When you need one, you need one.
That's right. The option's there.
And you don't have to go to ER. Mm-hmm. That is fantastic. Let's talk about what types of appointments that are going to be appropriate for aftercare at the clinic.
So sore throats, fevers, earaches, if you have cold concerns and are concerned that you may have COVID or influenza, we can do that testing right on site, and you'll have your results prior to leaving the clinic that evening. We'll also do allergies, headaches, minor cuts, lacerations, abrasions. If you sprained your ankle and need to have an x-ray and get set up with like orthopedics, we can make that referral for you. If you need to see ear, nose, and throat for strep or chronic ear infections, we can help make that arrangement as well. Otherwise, just real mild, non-life-threatening.
Kind of in the normal stuff that you have to go to the doctor for. If you're just feeling kind of punky.
Absolutely.
Oh, awesome. Okay, so my question next for you is, so are the providers who sees me, did I ask you this already?
Yes.
Okay. I'm so sorry. I'm just so excited about this. Okay. I'm losing my train of thought. Let's talk about insurance.
Okay.
Is that going to be something that we will have the ability to use as an after-hour patient?
Absolutely. So it will file through your insurance as if you were coming in for like a primary care visit. You'll still pay your copay as needed. And otherwise, yes, it will be filed with your insurance.
Okay. So again, this is Sunday through Sunday.
Yes.
8 to 8, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. If you end up at 4:30 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon needing a provider, you can either call to make the appointment or you can walk in.
Yes, correct. And just be aware that if you walk in, you may have to wait a little bit to be seen, but we will get you in as soon as we can.
Okay, and this is for more common type ailments, not an emergency.
Absolutely.
With an emergency, you're still going to go to the ER.
Right. And if we evaluate you and we feel that you do need to be seen in the emergency room, we will make that recommendation and refer you over to the hospital to be seen if needed.
Okay. Well, let's briefly, I know this is off the script, but you as a new provider, again, we're talking with Jessica Shea Hebrink, a new nurse practitioner at the clinic here. Let's talk a little bit about your background and what brings you to Charles City.
So I worked down at Unity Point Express or urgent care. I did that for about 3 or 4 years. So I have experience with like the urgent care kind of scenarios. And then I did do family practice in Sumner, Iowa for a year. And then prior to that, I was a staff nurse at St. Mary's Hospital in Rochester with Mayo Clinic for 17 years.
Oh, wow.
So I was older when I returned to school to become a nurse practitioner.
Well, we are so blessed to have you. And again, you know, it's just amazing to me the good things that have been coming out of both Floyd County Medical Center Clinic, as well as the hospital. I just can't, again, I sing praises all the time, and I just can't say enough about the providers here, the services that are offered, and now extended services at the clinic, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Sunday through Sunday. So thank you.
Thank you for
stopping
having
us. Very nice to have met you. And good luck with everything.
Thank you for having us.
All right, it's 8:23. We do have your North Iowa weather coming up, plus Rick Astley next.